We are reporting in Eyewitness News that a relatively new member of the relatively new SABC board has asked Jacob Zuma to release her from her duties, Rachel Kalidas. And she said in the letter to Jacob Zuma that she is unhappy with the process of selecting a group CEO. And she doesn't name the person who is the favoured candidate, but the DA has named that person as Alan Mokoki. And Alan Mokoki was with the Land Bank for a while, and while at the Land Bank he had some very serious allegations preferred against him. And Rachel Kalidas quite clearly doesn't think that he is a suitable candidate to take over as the group CEO at the SABC, which needs leadership at board and at executive level, which is completely beyond reproach. Dudetswang Makuze is the national coordinator of the SOS Coalition, Save Our SABC. Good afternoon. What's your take on this development?
Good afternoon. Look, we're very much surprised like everybody else. I think we were expecting that the new board would obviously have a rocky start, but nobody was anticipating a resignation this early on already.
And the reason for the resignation, I mean, I don't know if you've had time to look a little bit into the CV of Alan Mokoki, but looking at that CV, he really doesn't seem to be the right person to head up the SABC as it tries to tread a different path.
Look, I mean, that's the whole point of having a board in place, is so that they get to vet and decide who the candidates are. And as long as they're following legally sound processes, we really need to just trust them to do their job at this point, particularly because they haven't also come out and said that, you know, this is the specific person and this, these are the issues around it. We have no way of verifying the internal board communications and discussions. So at this point, we are really just, again, going to reiterate the fact that it's important for that board, first of all, to remain independent, and secondly, for the public interest to be at the center of everything that is decided in that boardroom.
But it's quite clear from Rachel Kalidas' resignation letter that things are not going well in the board. If a board member resigns because she disagrees with the process and the final result of choosing a group CEO, that tells you all is not well.
Like I said, we don't have any concrete facts to work from with regards to what happened between the board and Ms. Kalidas. All we have to say about it at this point is that we hope that they will stabilize the board real soon and get on with the work of bringing stability and credibility back to the SABC.
Thank you very much, Dudetswang Makuze, National Coordinator of the SOS Coalition.